This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Remember that illegal Chinese bioweapon lab found on our own soil by a county code inspector in California? Yeah, there's a few more things you need to know about that. A few things that once you hear them, you can't come to any other conclusion than that the Chinese have launched a bio war on Americans on their own soil, and our government doesn't seem to mind. It's not often that I get to do a Battleground America podcast that is a matter of life and death, not just for Americans, but for humanity. It's not often I get to do a Battleground America podcast that could literally save lives. And it's also not often that I get to do a Battleground America podcast that tells a story as fantastical as any Tom Clancy would write, as riveting and terrifying as anything Tom Clancy ever wrote. But let me start at the beginning. Because if Tom Clancy actually wrote this, it would be a thrilling spy novel, but nobody would ever believe the premise. I mean, it couldn't happen here, except it did. Okay, let's get started. Our story starts right after Joe Biden was elected. He did two things. He quickly ended Trump's very successful border protections, threw the border wide open, but also did something that got a lot less attention. Biden ended Trump's very successful FBI investigations of Chinese spying. They were virtually free to operate on our soil, undetected and unmolested. They still are. In flooded, and we've documented this before on the podcast, thousands of military-aged Chinese men with the same haircut, same wallet, same tattoos, and wearing virtually the same outfits. This has been going on since March of this year. Now we have proof that one of these Chinese illegal immigrants was operating a deadly illegal Chinese bioweapons lab on our soil, and that he intended it for nefarious purposes. This did not come from the FBI. He wasn't the slightest bit interested in investigating, even when informed about it. Nope, a House Select Committee run by Republicans had to do the investigation. And what they found is terrifying. Back in 2016, the Canadian government found a Chinese espionage operation on its own soil. They caught the group doing it, and fined them over $330 million for a decade's worth of work. An arrest warrant was issued for the leader of this operation, a Chinese national by the name of Jia Beizu, but he quickly disappeared. He wouldn't surface again until December 2022, when this bizarre story broke of a Reedley, California, Chinese bioweapons lab accidentally discovered by a county code inspector who just happened to spot a water hose sticking out of what was supposed to be an abandoned warehouse. It wasn't even his first illegal bioweapons lab. He had previously operated a similar unlicensed facility in the city of Fresno, California, but it had to shut it down for reasons the report doesn't detail. So then he moved on to the new one in Freely and was operating. Folks, all as an illegal immigrant. This blows my mind. And not just my mind. Here's Representative Dan Newhouse, Republican, on the House Select Committee that investigated this.
How does this happen where a known criminal from another country comes into the United States illegally and opens up this lab and buys all of these biological pathogens that could pose a threat to public safety? A lot of questions, way more questions than answers at this point. We have to respond to this.
Even worse than that is who this illegal immigrant is. Jia Beizu, on the run from Canadian authorities, illegal immigrant, operating lab in the U.S., is part of the Chinese military's civil fusion unit called the MCF. Wait, he's Chinese military? Yup, but it's even worse than that. Because the MCF, the branch he was a part of, according to the State Department, undertakes classified military research and development and weapons production. Well, was he still in contact with the Chinese government? Yep. His accounts contained large unexplained money transfers from the People's Republic of China bank accounts amounting to over $2 million. So they were funding him. Funding him to do what? Harm us. We know that because he wrote it in his own words. And we know that because the House Select Committee got a hold of Zhu's private messages with a co-conspirator on the Chinese app called WeChat, in which he stated that his fraudulent companies would, quote, defeat the American aggressor and wild, ambitious wolf. The law is strong, he wrote, but the outlaws are 10 times stronger. He told his co-conspirator in text to him while discussing the need to end American imperialism. Well, I'll tell you what, the diseases they found in that lab could potentially really put a dent in American imperialism and American life, period. Want to pause there for just 1 minute. Like you, I already know what I'm eating for Thanksgiving, and there's going to be a lot of it. And like you, I'm not really worried about any of those calories. But do you have a plan for what you're going to do after Thanksgiving and Christmas? You know you're going to gain some weight. Well, I do. And I want you on my same plan because it works great. It's called PhD Weight Loss, and it's changed my life. I took off 29 pounds. That's a lot off a 5'2 body. And I've been able to maintain it for over 9 months now. It's the maintain part I've never been able to do before. Never had a metabolism like this before. But they've helped me rebuild my metabolism and get a system that allows me to stay healthy, keep the weight off, and occasionally, like I'm gonna do for Thanksgiving and Christmas, enjoy myself. So look, enjoy yourself, eat what you want, but before you do all that, know you've got the same plan I do in place. Contact myphdweightloss.com. Schedule your appointment for January. Myphdweightloss.com. Ask them about their at-home program. There's somebody doing it in all 50 states. It works great. That's myphdweightloss. Now back to the podcast. But it was Joe Biden's administration that got in the way of responding to this, allowing that lab to operate from December 2022 until May of 2023, despite phone calls from county officials to the CDC begging for help and to the FBI. They both ignored it. County officials needed the CDC's help because they wanted to test the vials that were found in the lab. Some they had the authority to test and did test. Most they did not. They needed the CDC's help also because they didn't have the ability to even remove, extract, and properly test. They needed the CDC to come in. Here's what they discovered, though, in what they were able to test, and that was very little. Deadly samples of, get this, hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, dengue virus, HIV 1 and 2, human herpes 1, human herpes 5, the respiratory syncytial virus, rubella virus, severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus, that's SARS-CoV-2. The single deadliest strain that exists of malaria, and a vial labeled Ebola. The lab also contained hundreds of mice genetically bred to carry and spread the COVID virus. Now, remember what we've documented on this podcast. The COVID virus that got out was actually one of the least deadly, with only a 1 to 2% kill rate. We know from Rand Paul, but also from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was also the former director of the CIA, there is a strain inside the Wuhan lab possessed by the Chinese of COVID with a 70% plus kill rate. God, it makes me shudder just to think about it. We'll never know if that one was in this lab because of the cover-up. Yes, it's clearly a cover-up, even though the report doesn't call it that, of this lab. So here's what happened. Sometimes the county officials in their calls to CDC, begging them to come and handle the site because they didn't know what to do with it, they'd get hung up on mid-call, according to the report. Well, what they finally did, they also got gaffed off by the FBI, too, was go to a Democrat Congress member and beg him to get them involved because the lab was sitting there, was still up and running for 5 months. And then after that, that was from December to May. And then after that, it's just sitting there. They're terrified. They've got to get rid of this stuff and they don't know what to do. The CDC, that's Biden's CDC. Remember, he's owned by China. Finally responds after local officials contact their local Democrat member of Congress, Representative Jim Costa, and he begins screaming about this. So they come in on May 2nd, finally, and they finish up by May 6th, 4 days later, without testing a single thing. In fact, we don't know exactly what's in those vials because the vast majority of them were never tested. The CDC's own report on this just takes the Chinese operator's word for it, according to what's on the labels. But there's a whole class of vials, hundreds of them, that don't have readable labels. There's just a code. Nobody knows what it means. Those vials were never tested because they were dangerous. They were under a court order for destruction after CDC testing. Well, the CDC refused to test them. But county officials, despite being Democrats, normally that means you have no sense, county officials were so alarmed by this, they agreed to dig deep into the county budget of Reedley, which is a tiny rural community, to find the money to pay the CDC to test these vials. The CDC refused, knowing full well that would mean the court order would kick into effect and the vials, i.e. the evidence of what the Chinese, Joe's friends, were doing at that lab, that evidence would be destroyed. And it was. We'll never know. How big a threat do we face? Here's a quote from this alarming House Select Committee report. The CDC's refusal to test any potential pathogens, with the understanding that local officials would otherwise have to destroy samples through an abatement process, makes it impossible for the Select Committee to fully assess the potential risks. Folks, this can't get any clearer. Biden's CDC wanted the evidence destroyed, wanted this gone. Oh, and the best part of all? It shows our government knows all about it. And this story breaks literally as Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, the Democrat Party are scraping the homeless people and the poop off the sidewalks in San Francisco to roll out the red carpet for Xi, who it appears is trying to kill us on our own soil, and our leaders don't care.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Even Reedley City officials who testified before the House Select Committee are begging somebody, anybody, the CDC, Biden, the FBI, to do something because they're scared to death.
Every elected official in this country should be concerned about whether an illicit lab with dangerous infectious substances could be hiding in their community.
Even the House Select Committee makes clear in their report they don't buy the cover story for this lab, which is that this Chinese illegal immigrant was illegally shipping in counterfeit COVID tests and then reselling them under the label Made in America. He was actually doing that, but as they explain in the report, they think that the fraud itself was just a cover for the actual bioweapons activity. Todd Pyro, who is the host of Fox News' normally syrupy, chirpy morning show, does his best to spin things in a positive light. But you could tell from his voice, I've just watched him for so long, how alarmed he is by this discovery, because he clearly gets what it means.
Are there more of these in a city or town near you? But there are a lot of other questions. Why do the Chinese have a lab like this on U.S. soil to begin with? What possible reason could there be for having these pathogens in society in the first place? And why did the FBI and CDC choose initially not to investigate? So many questions.
And when you put it all together with what else the Chinese are up to on our soil, you gotta wonder what's going on here and maybe what the Chinese paid Hunter and Joe and his entire administration to ignore. Todd lays it out perfectly on Fox News.
Yeah, the Chinese fly a spy balloon over mainland USA. Yeah. They have police stations in New York City run by the CCP. And now they're running labs. None of this makes sense.
I gotta say, the thing that makes the least sense to me is the gap from when the CDC and the FBI first found out about it in December of 2022 and the incredibly 5 months after that until May when this guy was arrested that he's allowed to operate. Think about this for a minute. He doesn't go anywhere. He keeps operating. He's not afraid. And we know because the House Select Committee was able to figure it out. So surely the FBI was. Again, he is a Chinese military asset, illegal immigrant who comes from a research and development biowarfare arm of the Chinese military. And they just let him wander around operating in a legal lab. It's unbelievable. For 5 months. Folks, there have to be more. The question is, where are they? And what are they doing?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.